gonna dream of you.
James Brown there with a track called Bewildered. A good way to start the show off with, and as I said earlier, LMT Connection with an instrumental track called York Chops. And in case you're just tuning in, this is our annual pledge drive where we ask the community for support and to help basically upkeep the station. Reason we do this is obviously this isn't, or maybe you don't know, but this is not a commercial radio station. This is the based in McMaster University in the basement, as I say at the beginning of every show. And it's a community radio station. So student union, the students here, a part of their, I guess, fees and whatnot, they pay. Some of it comes to the station, but not a huge amount. So a lot of the upkeep of the station, the funds from the station come from donations from supporters as yourself who are listening to this and various other places. And that's what basically keeps the station going. And basically, this station runs on a yearly basis on what one radio station, commercial radio station, what they basically do, like from one ad they have, this station, what the money they get from one ad, this station runs on a year from just that much money. So we're operating on peanuts, basically, compared to a commercial radio station. But that gives us a bit of a freedom, because commercial radio stations, you know, you have to play, I guess, the hits. I don't know if you have to, but usually the play hits, there's a format, and, you know, it could be an oldie station, a talk radio station, news station, rock station, classic rock, whatever. They're within a certain format, and they have to get advertising, obviously, to keep them going, and, you know, big fees involved in that. The beauty with the community radio station is, okay, we don't have the funds, but you get, obviously, if you look at the calendar on the radio station, which go to cfmu.ca, you can check out the huge variety of shows on here. There's spoken word programs on various topics, and music programs from like movie soundtracks. There's a Lithuanian news program, a culture program. There's and various other things. There's all a bunch of things from this station. This show as well. It's all soul Motown and whatnot, and that might be a vibe you like, a certain sound you like, and. You know, basically the point I'm trying to make is though, as you tune into the station, there's a variety. There's most likely something here you're going to like. You can tune in, you can like it. It could be, as I said, news, cultural reasons, music reasons, whatever. You'll probably find a show here that you like that's, you know, maybe all about one thing or not, comic culture or whatever, for instance. And you're going to like it. And that's something that talks to you or says something to you, or, you know, it's a vibe you pick up on. And that's it's a thing that I guess reflects the community, Hamilton. So for diversity. And that's something you won't get at a commercial radio station. Case in point, this, and I'll explain why, how I came to this station, why I do what I do, and whether you like it or not, I don't know. But basically, I was interested vaguely in radio broadcasting. I never went to school for it, still haven't. But I had kind of an interest in it. But I also had an interest in Motown, soul, and funk music. I started loving that music, started listening to the Four Tops, one of the first groups I kind of started, you know, digging. Basically, my love of this music came from the movie The Commitments. If you haven't seen that movie, check it out. Brilliant film about an Irish band that starts playing soul music. And then from there, I got into the Four Tops, loved them. Al Green was the next. Oh, Al Green, love Al Green. Jackie Wilson. And I just delved into it. And I was looking for a radio show that was basically just all this, you know, like all Motown soul. And I've, you know, went through the up and down the dial. And, you know, there was some shows, you know, oldie stations, whatnot. You know, they'd play the odd hit here and there. It's usually the hit, mind you, which is nothing wrong with that. But that's it. You only get a little, you know, the biggest hits and stuff. But I'm like, I wanted a song that, you know, give me something, you know, a bit more variety in that soul, Motown, funk variety. And taking that and combined with my interest in radio broadcasting, there was an ad in the paper looking for volunteers to come down to the station, pitch an idea for a show. And I did that, filled an application, and I got accepted. And then I had to scramble and try and get together some music to play. And now I have a huge collection. And everyone gets paid, by the way. We do... they're SoCan, so we do log in our artists, the album, the song track, and they do get royalties from what we pay. I don't know what the exact figure is, but they do. It's not like we're playing free music here for them. And then they get exposure, and, you know, maybe like myself, even on this journey doing this show, there's a whole bunch of artists I never even heard of, and it's still going on, that I've found either class, you know, the old classics like Wilson Pickup, who I've heard of, but, you know, there's variety of people. I'm trying to talk off the cuff here. Like Roy Young, there's an artist, he's from Israel, Jamaica born, moved to Israel. I found him, actually interviewed him a number of years ago, and you know, like the stuff like that. I mean, that's not something that's, he's not a well-known established artist, but he's someone I'm going to play later on in the show, as a matter of fact. James Hunter, there's Nick Waterhouse. Those are some of the modern groups, but then there's also classic artists that I've found through doing this show. You know, you get into it, you listen to it, you like their music, and you start listening to their history and whatnot, and it gets you really into it. Like Johnny Taylor, never heard of Johnny Taylor until I did this show. And anyway, you get my point, kind of thing. And maybe you, if you're a fan of this show, you kind of, you know, maybe you're hitting on artists I'm playing, something you never heard of, and you're liking it, and, you know, maybe that'll help contribute to that artist's music, and you'll go and find their stuff, and, you know, maybe they're still producing music, or you can find out what they did and whatnot. And also, doing this show, folks that like this show and listen to it have contacted me and even recommended various people to look out for. And because I, you know, I'm not saying I'm a master of all knowledge of Motown, soul, and funk music. By far, I'm not. Probably only scratching the surface myself. But I've been recommended various people to play, and you know, that's cool. So it's kind of like I put music out and I hear about stuff as well. And by all means, if you, sorry, I'm losing my voice, but if you know anyone I don't play and you want to hear, by all means, let me know. Get me at dustedoff@hotmail.com. And let me know. I'd love to hear from them, and I'll try my best to search. And sometimes it's really hard to find these various artists when I, you know, sometimes they're unknown or hard to find, but I do keep an eye out. I have a list of people I'm looking for, and I'm trying to acquire and to play, and I'm always looking for that. But anyway, that's the history of this show, though. That's basically how this show came about. I was looking for a show like this, and I basically had to kind of create the show I wanted to hear, and I hope, and I know some of you like it, and I hope a lot of you do tune into it. And I myself am not the great at doing it, but you know, hopefully the music's good and you're liking that. But that's just like one of the shows on here that that you play. But, you know, I couldn't go to a commercial radio station and pitch this show, and it, you know, I wouldn't have an. And even if I did, it would probably be like a list of songs or artists I'd probably have to pick from, and I'd have to play it. Like, case in point, I did a number of years ago go to CKOC when it was an oldie station, which I don't know if it is or not. I was talking to a DJ there, and he brought me up to the sound booth with him, just to chat with me and whatnot. And it was very computerized. He basically had no pick, no choices. It's all programmed, pre-programmed in the computer. And at a certain time, he'd turn on the mic, read a script that was on a book in front of him. And after he'd do it within a certain time frame, shut off the mic, hit a button, the computer took over the rest of the show, and then he'd go off and have a smoke and read a book. And that was basically what he did. What I do in this show is I have a whole pile of music here with me at all times. I used to bring down records, but the turntables, don't really work too well nowadays, and I don't want to bring my records all the way down here sometimes, especially in the winter. But I have a bunch of CDs and MP3s, and I basically just pick and choose what songs. Sometimes they're random, sometimes I have an idea, sometimes I have a theme. But I pick the songs I want to play, though, and I kind of try to give a good variety of music from what I have. I have a whole binder of CDs, too. And, you know, that's not something I would be able to do at a commercial radio station. And it also adds to, it's less of a formula, I guess, you know, because with this show, you're not going to get, like, all the hits, right? I try to play non-hits, you know, B-sides, other tracks on any given CD I have here, any album I have here, because we've all heard Baby, I Need Your Lovin', which is a fantastic song, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I love some of the other four top songs as well. Oh, quite a lot, actually. And it's good to hear just a variety, I think. And I try to make this show kind of sound like it is taking place in the 60s and 70s, you know. So I kind of try to give it that vibe, you know, that you're in that era. You're just tuning into a station. You're hearing that music. And but anyway, that's basically what the show is about. And it wouldn't exist. And if you like the show, it wouldn't exist unless the station was here. And the station is here. And we do need support, as I say. Some of the funds come from the student union, but not a lot of it. And we do need to look for community support from folks like yourself to help it out. And money's basically go to, and I want to say this as well, that there's only about three or four jobs that are actual jobs at the station. Rest is all community volunteers, just like, as I said, from Hamilton, somewhere from Toronto, myself included. I don't get paid to do this. This is all voluntary. I basically come down here because I love doing radio broadcasting, and I love Motown music and playing it, and I get to come down here and do that, and I'm not getting paid to do this. It's my own free time. I don't get to do those live shows anymore like I used to, but I come down here when I get, because I have a family now. I do come down here every couple of weeks or so and record a few shows to air, go on air, because I do have to work now at nights. So I don't get to do a live show when this does air, and as I say, I don't get paid to do this. This is purely voluntary, and pretty much every show you hear, all of them most likely, is voluntary. As I said, it's the only people that work here are usually, like, you know, the station manager and promotions people. There's a couple of full-time jobs, the rest are part-time jobs from people in the school, the university, McMaster here, that work here. And as I said, the rest, bulk of it, is all voluntary. So money that does get donated, or all the funds that get donated, goes to the upkeep of the station, getting equipment, microphones, the soundboards that break down, you know, things break down, the computers can break down. Headphones, they don't provide headphones. I bring my own headphones now if I do the show. The CD players, for those of us like myself that still use CDs. Record players, you know, sometimes the needles break, you know, the turntables break down, you know, you have to replace those things. And it keeps the station going, and that's basically where the funds go. And that's what we need to keep going in order to keep on the air. And yeah, so anyway, that's a little bit of a ramble. But if you do wish to help support the station, help contribute to keeping it going, maybe you would like to do a show someday yourself one day, or if you are really too shy, you don't want to go on the air, which I myself am as well, which I don't, why I don't really do a lot of talking. You know, you can contribute in other ways, and if you can donate, whatever you can, it'll go towards a good cause, and you'll be doing your bit to help the station stay on the air and running smoothly as possible. And yeah, so that all helps. It all helps. If you wish to donate, you can go to cfmu.ca, go to the main page there, and there's a donate button, and it can guide you through the rest of the way, or you can call the station as well if you wish to donate that way as well. Anyway, I'm going to stop chatting because you're probably sick of hearing from me, and I'm going to play something from The Supremes, and this track is called Tossin' and Turnin', and then I'll play a couple more songs here just because you're probably tired of hearing me rambling, and I'll be back in a little bit to chat some more. Here are The Supremes with Tossin' and Turnin'. Enjoy.
Baby, baby, can't you see what you're doing to me? I didn't sleep at all last night, just for thinking of you. Baby, things just ain't right, 'cause I was a-tossin' and a-turnin'. I was a-tossin' and turnin' all night. I threw the blanket down on the floor, turned my pillow upside down, then I thought of you some kitchen for a bite. Pull down the shade. Turn off the light. I jump back in the bed in the middle of the night. The clock downstairs is striking four. Could not get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door, yeah. Cause I'm
tossing. Tossing.
Hey, baby.
Tossing.
Woo-hoo.
Tossing.
Hey.
And turning. I was a tossing, a turning all night.
Jumped out of bed again. Uh-huh. Turned on the light. Well. I pulled up the shade. Went to the kitchen for another bite. I jumped back in the bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. I could not get you off my mind. Yeah, the milkman was at the door. You know,
I was a tossing, turning, tossing,
yeah. I was a toss, a turn. Thank you.
together to fight, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what you do till you put under pressure. Cross 110th Street is a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Across 110th Street, woman trying to catch a trick on the street. You bet. Across 110th Street, you can find it all. Talk to y'all about right now. Hey brother, there's a better way out. Snorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. You got to be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the upper side of town will catch hell if without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Let me sing it. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across 110th Street, wishes won't let the junkie go free. Catch a trick on the street, ooh baby. Across 110th Street, you can find it all. Yeah.
FMU is listener-supported, community-based radio. That means that we bring all of our programming to you completely free of charge. It also means that we need your help every once in a while. We'd like to ask you, our fellow Hamiltonians, to do anything that you can to help us reach our goals. That could include sharing our banner, going to our website, cfmu.ca, and donating through the PayPal link, or it could even mean volunteering your time. We are always open to new volunteers.
Because you know in your heart that you want to.
Thank you so much. Without your support, we wouldn't be here.
Welcome back. You've been listening to Dusted Off, broadcasting from the McMaster Student Center here at CFMU 93.3 FM, Redefining Radio in Hamilton and online on cfmu.ca. It is around the 6:33 mark, and it's time. Usually I do a PSA announcement, but this whole show is basically a PSA announcement about the radio station. We'll get to that in a second, but first I'll just run down played so far, then I'll chat a bit about the pledge drive that we're doing right now. Rundown, started the show off with LMT Connection with a track called York Chops. We had James Brown with Bewildered, The Supremes with Tossin' and Turnin', Joan Osborne with the Funk Brothers with Heatwave. That was a live recording from the soundtrack to Standing in the Shadows of Motown. As I said, Bobby Womack with a track called Across 110th Street. Sharon Jones and the Dab Kings with Make It Good to Me. Edwin Starr with Running Back and Forth. And up next, I have the mystery artist I'm going to be playing. I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you at the end of the show. And just to run down what I've been talking about, we're doing our pledge drive right now, this week. And the pledge drive is, it's basically to look for not only just support from the community, financial support, if you can make a donation, which if you can, go online. You can do it online, cfmu.ca. There's a link there that will guide you through how to do that. Or you can call the request line, 905-528-9888, 9888, if you wish to do it that way as well. And, my headphone just kicked in. I had one ear there for a second. That's another way you can do it as well. We're doing our pledge drive right now looking for community support. As I said earlier, we get some funds from the students who attend McMaster University. In case you didn't know, this is a university community radio station. And we get some of the funds from the students, but majority of it comes from donors, community support from folks like yourself. And that's mostly where the money comes from, as I said. And that goes, just to reiterate, in case you're just tuning in, to upkeeping the equipment. There's only about, as I said, only two full-time positions here, like pay jobs, and then the rest are part-time students. The rest, myself, and most of the shows you hear, majority of them, are volunteer-based. I don't get paid to do this. I come down here for my own self because it's fun. It's something I like to do. I like Motown. I like radio. And I also really like to share this love of music and what little knowledge I have of it. But it's all volunteer. I volunteer. I bring music, my collection of Motown soul and funk music. The artists do get paid. We do SoCan. We do log in the artists and whatnot. So they do get some money from it, royalties. It's the money or any support you can give goes to upkeeping equipment, the soundboards, the computers. There's a lot of equipment down here to just broadcast out. We recorded in here in the studio in the the Student Union Center here at McMaster University on the grounds. We have a transmitter that goes up to Mohawk, and from there it goes off to Hamilton. And we also have an online presence on cfmu.ca. You can listen on there as well. And what we do, we don't have a lot of money. Like the funds that this station runs in a year, a commercial radio station would make that just by one commercial. What some person pays for an ad to air on a commercial radio station, this station here, CFMU, can run a whole year off of. So it's not like it's a huge amount of money we run on. It's really shoestrings in the grand scheme of things. And a lot of the equipment, it's a lot. It takes a lot to upkeep a lot of this stuff. And it's not, a lot of it's antiquated. It's not as if it's like high tech stuff down here. It's no digitization here. It's a board with dials. And I mean, it's cool stuff, mind you. It's still doing the job, but it does break down, and that's where we need help. Not only just any financial support you can give us. Also, if you feel it's important, if you love community radio station, if you love this station in particular, the variety of music here, maybe there's a particular show you like, something that, that calls out to you, that you dig, and you think you're just a supportive community radio station, the variety, the spoken word, short, whatever. if you can just like maybe spread the word, maybe talk to people, you know, say how important it is to you, the radio station, how important it is to Hamilton, the community, and just to have that voice out there. As I said, like, I'm a volunteer, I'm from the community. So maybe one day you'll have a show. I mean, it doesn't have to be a music show. It could be a spoken word show. Be on like anything. You might want to do a show on mental health maybe, or whatever, you know, by all means, you might come in here one day, want to sign up and do a show. And this station's here to do that. You couldn't go to a community radio station, a commercial radio station, and, you know, pitch an idea for a show and they wouldn't let you on. But here you can pitch an idea for a show and there's a board of volunteers from the station that vote on what shows put on, whatnot. And they usually try to pick a good variety, something that's unique, that's not on the air just yet, that will be good for to the community, maybe someone in the community want to hear. And that's what it's here for. And that's the beauty of the station and community station radio. And this is, if I remember correctly, I don't have a paper in front of me, but this is one of the oldest radio stations, I believe, in Canada. And we want to keep it going. So if you feel in Hamilton or wherever you're hearing this, it could be around the world. We do broadcast online. I know there's people from all over the place that listen to the station. Not necessarily this show, but I wish. But from anywhere, you can donate from wherever you are in the world as well. If you feel it's important, you like the station or community radio station, but particularly this one, because we are doing the fundraiser for us right now. Now is probably a good time to do it. So if you wish to, go to cfme.ca. There's a donation button there. You can click. It'll guide you through. Or you can call the station request line 905-528-9888. You can do it that way as well. Now I'm going to play the mystery artist of the day. I'm going to give you a little clue. If you've been watching, this is probably going to be a big giveaway. But this artist, who's the singer of this particular group, appeared on The Masked Singer. Well, I don't know if you've watched this show, but it's a group of mysterious people wearing strange costumes. And you had to guess. There's a panel of celebrity contestants who have to try and guess who the singer is. It went on for a few weeks. But this particular person was the Bee. So if you're watching this show, they were the Bee. If you don't watch this show, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but it was a person in the costume of the Bee. This is who I'm playing next. That's my clue to you. See if you're right. I have no prizes to give to you. This is just for pure fun. So stay tuned to the end of the show to find out who we are going to play. And I'll chat to you in a little bit. Hope you enjoy. Happy guessing.
Operator, are you sure? Deadline is
She walked with all my CDs. She was too small to take the big screen, so she took all my DVDs. Hey. I swear the woman went crazy, cussing and yelling at me. I tell you, nothing's gonna break me as long as I still believe. Yeah. That's why you got to know I still believe in love. Yeah, you know I still believe in love. Girl, you know I still believe in love. Yes, I do, just not with you. She called me all kind of names and y'all. She cussed me right where I stood. She said she no longer loves me. Nothing to say.
If it's not written in the stars, girl, no, I won't
beg you to stay. But you know I'm gonna make it, cause I still believe in love. Yeah, you know I still believe in love. Don't you know I still believe.
There's Jack Soul there from his album Resurrected with Still Believe in Love. And that's another thing about this show, by the way. Got to promote this, by the way, community radio. And then what the show is, I try to find as many Canadian artists as I can. LMT Connection, group from St. Catharines, Jack Soul, Canadian artist, Andre Bisson, who's actually based in the Hamilton area as well. And I try to play as many, Freezy Ford as well, by the way. And I try to play as many as I can out there who are in this genre of music, which is really hard to do, by the way. But I do the best I can. So that's another reason why, you know, whenever there's a Canadian artist who's in this kind of soul R&B kind of genre and has that kind of classic sound to it, I try to play them as well. Get that out there, the Canadian soul sound. Canadian soul, there you go. Run down what we did. Mystery artist of the day was Gladys Knight. From Gladys Knight and the Pips with a track called Operator. We had St. Paul and the Broken Bones with Call Me. We had Mary Jane Hooper with I've Got Reasons. As I said, Jack Soul, they would still believe in love. And that's it for this Monday show, folks. Once again, if you wish to support community radio, get the word out there. If you believe in how important community radio is, please get the word out. If you wish to support financially, donate cfmu.ca. There's a donation button there, or you can call 905-528-9888. Once again, as I said, this is a non-profit radio station. All money goes to helping upkeep the equipment and whatnot. And hey, if you have an idea for a show one day and you wish to come on the air, by all means, pitch a show, write up an application, and it could be you here one day doing this as well. That's the beauty of community radio as well, is getting some cool stuff out there, unique stuff out there. Gonna end off with an artist called Roy Young. As I said earlier, I mentioned him. He was from Jamaica, lived in the States for a bit, and he's based in Israel right now. This is a track from his album, Memphis. This track's called Beautiful. Kind of dedicated to my wife. And my wife and daughter are here, by the way, as well. And my daughter's being extremely quiet, and I thank her for that, and my wife. So here is Roy Young with Beautiful. Take care, folks. Have yourselves a great week. May all your trials be safe. And as always, if you can't be good, be careful.
Radio. That means that we bring all of our programming to you completely free of charge. It also means that we need your help every once in a while. We'd like to ask you, our fellow Hamiltonians, to do anything that you can to help us reach our goals. That could include sharing our banner, going to our website, cfmu.ca, and donating through the PayPal link, or it could even mean volunteering your time. We are always open to new volunteers.
Because you know in your heart that you want to.
Thank you so much. Without your support, we wouldn't be here.
Hello, this is Mushroom from Massive Attack. You're listening to CFMU on 93.3.